The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station on a Friday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
Oh, sorry.
There we go. Oh, wow. Off to a great start. Yeah. Yeah. Happy Friday, Cheedy.
Hi, Cheedy.
Hi. Friday, Cheedy.
Oh, my gosh. Give you this chance to win some crazy cash, $1,000. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is gold. Take that keyword gold over to wild949.com. Look around. You'll see the spot to enter it. And that's all it takes to get you in the running for this hour's $1,000 in crazy cash. Good luck.
All right. First talk back of the day. Here we go.
Hey, y'all. I've sent you guys quite a few little crazy messages. Graham deals with my rants in his DM. I just want to let you guys know how much you guys mean so much to me. And you guys make fun of my hiccups thinking that I'm farting, but I'm not. But you guys are super special and I love you guys with all my heart. So this is my 2026 message to y'all.
Oh, that was very sweet.
So nice.
Did she say she loves us with all her fart?
That's what I heard.
At the end
of that? That's
I heard. It got all muffled. Yeah. And then she loves us to talk back one time, and she says she hiccuped in the middle of it. I remember very clearly what I know what I heard.
I know
and
what
I'm
it
old
was.
Enough to identify one of those.
Definitely.
But I appreciate the very sweet message. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, Friday mornings, we have Cheedy in here with us, and she tweets a lot. So Graham does a dramatic reading.
So many fine NFL player? My God! Probably should have been players, plural.
Oh, but well, like, I was too excited. So.
Was there just one singular NFL player that was so fine? And where did you see said NFL player?
Well, there was plenty of them, so NFL players, sorry.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
And then I went to the media day thing that was the opening night in San Jose.
Thanks for the invite.
Well, it was free for everyone, so if you had the app, anyone could have gone. But, they had, like, all the NFL players there answering interview questions. I guess people just watched them do interviews, so it was kind of weird, but they were fine. There are a lot of men out there really fine. I was like, wow.
So, are you going to be, like, outside this weekend?
I'm trying
because
to.
You have so many athletes and just
I know
celebrities.
I downloaded the NFL
people.
App that shares like everything that's going on. So hopefully I can do something today, tomorrow, and then.
Yeah. Literally, even if you just walk out there.
Yeah.
Like, just walk the streets of like Santa Clara or
San Francisco.
Here or anywhere.
Or San Jose, yeah.
There was a lot of people out. I was out last night. I was outside last night in the city. I'm on all of 2 hours and 15 minutes of sleep this morning, so I'm struggling
a
bit.
How was it?
I went to the Noah Kahan concert at the Warfield. It was awesome. I had a great time, but I had, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 cocktails ahead of time, maybe a shot of Fernet, maybe an edible. I don't want to talk about all of it.
So, like, I would have died. Oh my
God. I was like in the zone. Like,
how are you here?
Having the great time. It is interesting that I'm here and only, again, legit got home at 12:40 or something. I don't know. And slept for like 2 hours and 50 minutes and still beat all your asses in here today. But like, no big deal. Whatever. Some of us give a damn. But I had a great time.
Yay,
I had a great time. But I am dying right now. I had my first BlackBerry ever and it was actually really good.
I've never had a
BlackBerry before.
Like, how is that possible?
Have you lived?
This is like that time Tom Brady's like, I've never eaten a strawberry.
Shut up. No one believes you.
Someone gave you a strawberry when you were a kid. Cheney, how have you avoided BlackBerries
this long?
I don't know, because I don't like blueberries. So I just kind of avoided BlackBerries because I thought they were, I mean, they're not similar, but I
they're not.
Thought I wouldn't like it.
Had a parfait and they just throw those in there?
Nope. I usually pick them out or like not grab.
Can you imagine watching somebody pick out fresh, ripe, juicy blackberries from their like ice cream or something? No, get out of here. Throw it away. Like what? Blackberries are the best.
Yeah.
Is there any other fruits you've never tried before?
Oh, there's probably plenty, but I don't know. I stick to strawberries, apples.
Mind blown right now.
Me too. I don't think I'm going to be able to move past this the entire show. Like you've never it's never come across your plate. You were just too scared to try it because you had a bad blueberry experience.
Yeah.
And you're like, any of these darker berries, I'm out.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, have you tried a raspberry?
Yeah, I don't like raspberries.
What?
What are you... who doesn't like raspberries and
blueberries?
Berries is like the one thing that toddlers will eat, and toddlers are the pickiest.
That's why I started eating it, because I saw a TikTok where like the babies were going ham on the blackberries. So I was like, oh, let me try this. If they like it, I probably like it.
Oh my God, I like.
I have to give Chitty baby food.
I'm lucky if I get a blackberry in my house. My kids house these things just like you're saying, so fast. All the berries are gone in my house. I gotta sneak in there in the middle of the night and grab a couple if I want one. Otherwise, they're just gone. Oh, and Chidi's over here having her first blackberry of her life. We're gonna tweeting about it.
We're gonna do more Chidi's tweets later this morning.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. I am in Denver, Colorado, and I listen to the show on my way to work. Now, like you, Graham, I also have an older vehicle. I have a 2004 Jeep Grand Cherokee. And I was today years old when I realized that is Jess's laugh and not my car making weird squeaking noises. Why was I just today years old when I discovered this? Okay, bye.
Wait.
JV Show, number one in Denver, Colorado, by the way. I appreciate you listening.
Yes, thank you.
And yeah, I think there are a lot of people that do a double take and think and probably have brought their cars in to be serviced before because they hear that.
And
noise, and you think, yeah, there's a problem with the radiator or something, or maybe the rotors, and it's not. It's just Jess laughing here in these airwaves.
Very squeaky laugh.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry about that.
All right, guys, it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
All right, more shows and events today as we head into Super Bowl weekend. Are you guys ready for all this? It's a lot. Calvin Harris and Diplo, they're at Pier 80.
Nice.
Tonight, Olivia Dean and Shaboozy, Pier 48.
Nice.
Kehlani, San Jose City Hall. Post Malone at Fort Mason. Ooh. I'm going to that. Shaq's Fun House with T-Pain and Tiesto's at the Cal Palace. Martin Garrix at Bill Graham. Quavo's at the Midway. Ty Dolla Sign's going to be in the city. And then, let me see, there's one more that I wanted to mention. French Montana at the Grand in San Francisco.
Whoa. Jeez, that is a lot. Yeah, well, I was out last night.
More.
There were a lot of people out in the city last night. It was busy, and tonight's going to be crazy. All right, last night was the NFL Honor Ceremony at the Palace of Fine Arts here in the city. And here were the winners of the league's biggest awards. Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford was named MVP. Miles Garrett won Defensive Player of the Year. And our very own Christian McCaffrey won Comeback Player of the Year. Congrats to him. I thought he should have gotten a little more consideration for MVP, but that's a debate for another day. Also, congrats to Niner legend Roger Craig, finally elected into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Ooh, nice. Partly cloudy skies on this Friday. Highs will be in the upper 60s. It will be a little gloomier for the weekend. Temperatures are going to drop to the low 60s. And there is a slight chance for a few sprinkles on Sunday. Nothing crazy, though.
You said that was gone.
10% precipitation. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah, but you said no rain.
Right, Just slight sprinkles.
Sprinkles are
bad.
Okay.
Little drop here and there.
Hey,
Aquarius
besties. Hey.
Your day's an 8 out of 10. Today is all about getting clear on what you want. That will help you grow and feel valued.
Okay.
Wow. So,
be clear what you want.
Nice.
We're going to, and I hope the boss isn't listening, we're going to say screw this next song.
Okay.
We're going to go straight into talking about tattoos. Graham.
All right, Will Arnett. Do you guys know who Will Arnett is, or do you need like
sounds familiar?
All I know is that he does that podcast with Jason Bateman. Is that the guy?
Yeah, I believe he's on there.
Okay, that's all I know about him.
Will Arnett, you'd recognize him. He's been in a lot of roles. Very funny guy. Anyways, he shared a very controversial take on a different podcast. Apparently, he does quite a few podcasts, but on one of them, he made a statement about people that have lots of tattoos, and he said there is often a direct correlation in his mind between the number of tattoos you have and how boring you are. So the more tattoos you have, in his opinion and his experience, you're generally more boring, he said, as he discussed it. And the host of this, I think it was the host of the podcast he was a guest on, who also has a bunch of tattoos, agreed with them. He said most people that have a lot of tattoos, it's like manufactured edge was the way that he, that's how he put it into words.
Like a front.
People make it look like they're this edgy person, and look at me, and I'm super interesting, I got all these tattoos, but really, he said, they're just boring. Any thoughts on this tattoo theory? Because obviously the internet had a lot of thoughts. Mm. Some people agreeing, but many people obviously with lots of tattoos, I assume, disagree.
I don't really feel like that's a, like, it's too much of a general statement, and everybody is so different that it's hard to, like, say that about everyone that's covered in tattoos.
Well, he says there are a lot of exceptions to this rule, but he's saying he's got several notable examples in his own life that
Okay, maybe because I don't know anyone that's, like, covered in tattoos, and except for, like, the, you know, the celebrities that we all know of, and I don't really think they're boring.
Jess, any thoughts?
You know what I mean? Maybe there's something to, like, people just getting tattoos just to get them for the look of it. Not really, but I don't know. I guess this doesn't really make a lot of sense to me.
Well, I understand the manufactured edge part of it, because I feel like I've experienced that with some people that have a ton of tattoos. But again, it's not, this is not a blanket rule that can be applied to everybody, because everybody's personality is totally different. But I do think that manufactured edge thing, I do think there is something there where it's like almost some people's motivation to get the tattoos just for the edgy
to look edgy. Look,
it's
tougher.
Like this look, yeah.
I guess there's some truth. Well, of course there's truth to that.
Chidi, we learned last Friday during Chidi's tweets that you, I think it was last Friday, that you got a tattoo appointment on the books. Has this moved in? Are we any closer? Do we have a tattoo? Where are we at?
Oh,
and
we don't have
it. Are you getting more boring? According to Will Arnett.
Well, I'm only getting like two, so I don't think I will be considered boring.
Just slightly more boring.
Just a little bit more boring, yeah. And it's in 2 weeks, so I'm excited for that. But
I kind of feel like people with no tattoos are more boring. Like, well, how come no one's talking about that?
It's just, we don't need that manufactured edge. You know? We supply it with just who we are.
I know plenty of boring people that don't have tattoos. Like that tracks.
Also true.
Yeah.
So in 2 weeks, you'll be
tatted. Yeah.
Have you settled on your designs, Chidi?
Yeah, I already had the designs. The two designs where I'm getting it placed and everything like that. So I'm excited.
Ooh.
For anyone who missed it, do you want to say what it is?
So it's the saying WAYS that stands for Why Aren't You Smiling? And then a serpent, like a little snake. And then it means like new beginnings, you know, shedding your old self to.
That's pretty boring.
I thought you couldn't ask someone why aren't you smiling, or like, hey, you should smile more.
It's the name of a song.
Or is that only like men? They can't say that to women.
Yeah. Okay. You can't say it to women.
You can say it to yourself.
Okay,
yes.
Got it.
Whose song is it, Chidi?
Jhené Aiko.
Okay. It's pretty boring, but whatever.
No.
I'm kidding, Chidi. I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, so tattoos boring. Don't do that.
The more tattoos you have, the more boring you get. Tattoos. That's according to Will Arnett.
Okay. But does he have tattoos?
I would assume.
I don't really know anything about the guy.
My guess is he doesn't look like a tattoo guy, but I don't know what's under
his clothes.
What's under his clothes?
Have you ever thought about what's under his clothes? Like you'd like to know?
Ooh. Many times.
Yeah. The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh my God, you guys! I got my money from one of these Apple class action lawsuits.
Way.
Yes, I did.
How much?
So if I'm walking a little different today. I don't remember. I think I was sent an email. Maybe I did have to opt in. I feel like I did. But this was for Apple allegedly, or they were being accused of like using Siri, their voice assistant, of eavesdropping on users, which, hello, they do. Mm-hmm. And you were able to file a claim for up to 5 devices.
Ooh. All right.
I think we talked about that. Yep. I got my money yesterday, you guys.
Yeah, and
$40.
Oh, yes. Okay. Big deal. What are you going to spend it on? B-dubs? Celebratory meal out?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet. So much money, I just don't know what to do.
Yeah, I mean, get a couple things, a little shopping spree, obviously.
Yeah, probably like some Celsius over the weekend, to be honest, and a scratcher, but we'll see.
Yeah, I love that for you.
Thank you. All right, so Wallet Hub has come out with their list of the most romantic and cost-effective destinations for Valentine's Day. And let's just talk about number one, because the number one city out of all the major cities in the U.S. is right here in the Bay Area.
Yeah? Napa?
Nope.
What?
San Mateo?
Nope.
Fairfield.
No. It's the Bay Area. Jeannie just said Bay Area.
San Francisco is at the top of the list.
Oh. All right.
They looked at prices and ratings for things like the cost of a 3-course meal for two. Differently, florists and the weather forecast.
And we're the top because we're the most expensive? What they're saying?
They're saying we're the most affordable.
What? Ooh. Since when?
I don't know.
What are we talking about?
I don't get it.
Then Fairfield should be at the top. Because they're the most affordable.
Maybe it's because there are so many restaurants in San Francisco, so you take into account like the high number of affordable restaurants. We also have our really fancy, like unaffordable ones, but there's also a lot of other.
I guess. I mean, there's definitely options. Yeah. I went out to dinner last night in the city, and holy, you know, the bill. Jeez.
Yeah, they say San Francisco ranks as like the most walkable city. So if you want to drink, there's that. Low prices for beer and wine.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't get that part either. But
weren't cheap last night.
We can go through some of the other top ones. So San Francisco is number one, like I said. Number two is San Diego.
Okay. Still expensive.
Yeah. Vegas is number three.
For Valentine's Day?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing says romance then.
And I spend more money in Vegas than anywhere else on the planet.
Right.
Like, why I'm not going there?
I don't want to, like, if your idea of a great Valentine's Day is chain smoking cigarettes and playing slot machines, then that's the best
Valentine's Day ever. Coming in at number four, Atlanta.
Huh.
Seattle's at number five. Denver. Pittsburgh, Scottsdale, Portland.
I mean, I guess maybe they're just looking at like your really big metropolitan cities, but you think of like a Valentine's Day destination should be some quaint little cute, you know,
something more private, intimate, secluded,
like your Yachtvilles or something, or your Solvang's, or you know what I mean?
Like
some cutesy little town with cute little restaurants and stuff. Carmel by the Sea.
Crab Bucket.
You know, Crab Bucket and Salinas. Yeah. But like, don't you picture that being, those should be like your top Valentine's Day cities? I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, it's also fun to have a night in the city as well.
Yeah. And it makes sense.
Dress up and you're going to the city. Like, that's also fun.
And there's so much to do. That makes sense.
Graham, let's throw it over to you. Anything you want to talk about here? Anything in the entire world? You got it.
World record alert, you guys. World record alert. The world's longest wild snake has just been discovered.
Is this a dirty joke?
No, it's not. I mean, well, we'll turn it into one at the end of this, but I'll give you the actual non-dirty details of this. They found in Indonesia this one python, 23 feet, 8 inches in length. 23 feet, 8 inches. These pythons typically grow anywhere from 9 to 19 feet.
Are these ones that, like, eat people?
Feet.
Like, every once in a while we hear about one of these giant snakes, like, just devouring, like, an innocent grandma or something?
I'm assuming this is probably one of, if not, of their cousins. You know, it's in that family. What is the, now back to the, because it's the Jamie show, what's the longest snake you guys have ever seen in person?
Ooh.
Like, just like, it's radio, so you can just hold up your hands and just like, just so we can see.
I saw a long one on a hike once.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah, I just whipped it out on a hike.
Wow. Must have been really hot.
There's no other families really around or anything?
Nope.
I think I've seen a pretty, really, like, long one.
Selena's got her arms stretched out a full width.
It might have even been longer than my arms.
Full wingspan.
Wow. Yeah, well, do you remember one time I had someone bring a snake in to surprise you?
I do remember that. That was terrifying.
Wow. That was a pretty long snake.
We're back to talking about real snakes again.
That's what we were talking about.
Oh, never mind.
What's the longest one you've seen, Graham?
Yeah, Graham.
I mean, in the shower this morning, it was a water snake, of course. It popped up out of the drain. It was the whole thing. Yeah.
How many have you seen at once, Graham?
In the wild?
Probably anywhere.
Not that many. Like, at the same time?
Yeah.
No more than one or two, I would assume.
Really? I thought it was different in locker rooms.
No, everybody, I don't know.
Or is that just a common misconception?
Are we talking about pythons and snakes?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
There aren't a lot of reptiles in locker rooms. What are we talking about? You guys are weird.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Oh, big day for Taylor Swift. She just dropped her brand new video for Opalite, the song that we all love. You can check it out right now. Go to taylorswift.com. I am hearing so many good things about this video.
Yeah.
I don't want to give it away. I want everybody to go watch it for it themselves. Again, that's at taylorswift.com. But there is supposedly some alluding to her ex.
Oh.
And to Travis's ex.
Oh.
And maybe throwing a little bit of shade on them. And
so a lot of good.
And at the end of the day, you know, she is getting married thanks to Opalite. And you can see what that means from the video. Oh, yes, girl?
Yeah, so a lot of good Easter eggs. A
lot of good Easter eggs, yes. Fans loving it.
I had dinner with a buddy last night. He's in the bar and restaurant industry here in the city. And he said, Taylor and Travis were out in the city on Wednesday night, probably last night.
He was hosting something last night.
As well, yeah. They said, I think they had a, he was playing in the Waste Management Open golf tournament. Then he flew out, I think, on Wednesday. And I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it, but he said they did a buyout at some bar, restaurant, place. And he said it was expensive.
Whoa.
Like $1 million.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that or not.
So probably not, but that's okay. We appreciate it.
Right,
we appreciate it. All
right,
so people are freaking out over the fact that Timothy Chalamet might maybe be cheating on Kylie Jenner. I mean, we don't know for sure. But somebody posted on X or on Twitter. I honestly thought Chidi was the only one that still tweeted. But apparently, there's a couple other people. But this person started tweeting screenshots of Timothy Chalamet in Paris with a French actress, Anna Maria Bartholomew.
Okay.
I don't know how to say that.
I
don't know. So according to this Twitter thread, which by the way has since been deleted, she shared that Timmy and Anna Marie, they were at a hotel together and they were, you know, walking out and they realized they were being filmed. And so they like quickly separated and shied away from cameras. And they were sneaking around going out to dinner with a large security detail. And they ended up because they wanted to like go out and do something, but ended up going back to the hotel once they were like, we're just being followed. It's too many people around. Now, I posted some video of Timmy leaving the hotel. It's at JV Morning Show. It's on our Instagram story. A lot of people think that this proves that the ex user who posted this was reaching because he looks very alone in this video. Other people are saying that you can see the actress kind of move to the side once she sees cameras. So I don't know. I don't think Timmy, in my personal opinion, is cheating on Kylie. They just went Instagram official.
Right.
And I don't even think fully yet. I think it was like a soft launch.
Yeah.
I also think given that he is an actor, there's a chance that they're just working on some project together.
Yeah, and other people are like, look at all the people he's with. And you're pointing to that one person. He's clearly with a group of people.
Remember when Justin Timberlake was working with that one woman and he had his hand all over her?
Oh, yeah, and his wedding ring off.
They were just working together.
It does happen.
Right? They were just working together.
But they looked a lot closer than these two. If you see
I'm
the
back
video
on Jess's side. I don't get sneaky vibes from this video at all. But if you want to go see it, JV Morning Show on Instagram. Grammy, what do you have?
All right, the NFL announced yesterday that the Niners are going to get to have a very, very far away road game this upcoming season. The first ever regular season NFL game is going to be played in Australia. And our Niners are going to be heading down under to take on the Rams in this game.
Why?
Division rival. The Rams get to be the home team. Apparently, they have some sort of marketing rights deal in Australia that they've had since 2022. So I guess the Rams are maybe a popular team there. Although they say there are a lot of 49er fans there as well. But the Rams, this will be a home game for them, which I'm actually fine with because I'd rather not burn one of our home games 8,000 miles away.
What I was going to ask, though, do people there even care about football?
Well, the league has made a very concerted effort to have more international games, and this year is going to be the biggest slate of international games. I think this past season, for the first time, there was a game in like Portugal, and we've had these games in Germany, and they've been doing those each season, London games, and they draw a very, very large amount of fans. I mean, some of those London games are played at, you know, those big, I don't know if they played at Wembley or not, you know what I mean? They hold more fans than some of our NFL stadiums, and they're packed. People seem to be.
I would think no one cares.
I think it's like they maybe don't follow the team. You know, they're not there watching every game, you know, like a diehard fan, but it's the novelty of it. Like the NFL is coming to your city or whatever, and it's a chance to go see an NFL game. Like it's sort of a, you know, it's like more or less a once in a lifetime. So I think a lot of fans will show up. It's going to be a big deal. They say there are a good number of 49er fans there. We don't know the date or the kickoff time exact for when this game will be. It's just on the slate. And this year, again, there's going to be 9 international games this season, including the league's first game in Paris.
Oh, so, that sounds fancy.
We're going out
there.
Yeah.
That sounds romantic.
But it does stink for the 49ers when you have to. It's like one thing when you have a road game in Arizona and you hop on a 45-minute flight or an hour, 15-minute flight or whatever, rather than flying 8,000 miles.
You're going across the world.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Watching video of Travis Kelce leaving wherever he was at last night. here in the city wearing a cardigan. How come no one says anything when he wears a cardigan?
Huh? Well, I can't. I had to burn all my cardigans.
Only when you do.
Right.
You get mocked mercilessly. Yeah.
Olivia Dean there. It's Wild 94.9 with the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
All right, let's get to What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right wins this chug mug. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm. I'd imagine that whatever team's players win the big game on Sunday, they'll be celebrating by giving their wives and girlfriends a big old...
Oh my gosh.
Lucky them.
I heard you're not supposed to do that pregame before the game because your legs will feel a little wobbly. So you want to make sure you save that till after the game. All right, think about what the bleeped out word could be. No, it's not that, you sickos. Keep your guesses PG. This is a family friendly, squeaky clean show, at least right around now. Outside of this, I can't make any promises. Leave us your name and your city along with your guess on the talkback mic. We want to be able to shout you out if you've gotten the answer correct. But only first person, like Selena said, that comes with the first correct answer of the morning gets a JV Show chug mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app if you want to win today's JV Show chug mug. All right, so here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I'd imagine that whatever team's players win the big game on Sunday, they'll be celebrating by giving their wives and girlfriends a big old...
Yup.
Oh my gosh.
It's only right that they do that. Hello.
I think so.
All right, let's go to your talk backs. Remember, this is a family show. Oh, yes, it goes.
Good morning, JB Show. This is Armando from Conquer. And I think the bleep that work is vacation. Okay, guys, have a good day.
Thank you. A big old vacation.
Big old vacation. Ah. That sounds nice. Yeah, you got to go to Disneyland, right?
Oh, yeah.
Somewhere. Do they always go to Disneyland?
I think they have to say that, right?
I think the MVP of the game does. I think they have to go to Disneyland. Like everyone else is like, we're going to Cancun,
yeah,
bro.
What if I don't want to go to Disney?
You have to. Sorry.
Yeah,
you have
to. Good morning, JV Show. This is Grace from San Bruno. I think the bleeped out word is hug. Have a nice day.
A big old hug. That's
big
cute.
Big old hug. Yeah, that's remember, cute. Remember when Travis and Taylor?
That big
embrace on the field.
Yes.
Oh, swoon.
Hey, this is Ashley from Berkeley again, because I'm going to keep guessing until I win. My guess is necklace.
A big old necklace.
What kind?
Oh.
great guesses. Not the right one. Keep them coming, though. What do you think today's bleeped out word is? Leave your guess on the talkback mic now on the iHeartRadio app. We're going to play more of your talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's get back to What the Bleep. Yeah, it's where you can win this JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, you want to leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. So here is today's clip in case you missed it.
I'd imagine that whatever team's players win the big game on Sunday, they'll be celebrating by giving their wives and girlfriends a big old...
Ooh, a big old...
Yeah.
You know.
Sounds good.
Let's go to your guesses and see if anybody got it right. And remember, this is a family show. Mm-hmm.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Big John from Oakland. There's a bleeped out word, dinner. Like, after the games, they take their wives, girlfriends to nice, big dinner.
Big old dinner.
That's a good guess. I mean, you got to be hungry after the big game, right? Unless you're eating hot dogs on the sidelines. Ooh. I've seen some players do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Happy Friday, JV Show. I am going to guess the bleeped out word is fat check, a big fat check. This is Christine from San Bruno.
Ooh, a big old check.
I don't think you get that check right there on the spot, but you do. I think there are performance bonuses and money for
being in the Super Bowl, even if you're the losing team?
I think so. I think they get an extra check because that's an extra game you're playing, and it's the Super Bowl. So I think you do. Right. I think they are incentivized.
Makes sense.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Sean from East Ball. So I think the bleeped out word is ring.
Ooh, big old ring.
Big old ring. You don't get that official Super Bowl ring until, I think it might even be the start of the next season.
Why does it take so long?
Because they have to figure out who won the game first. Well, the NFL scripted, we know. But
right.
Like the, once they, then they have to design the ring and everyone gets their input. And then they're like, then each ring, they've gotten bigger and bigger every year. It's like, we have to figure out how to set 438 diamonds into this one ring. You know, they're very like, There's a lot going on in there.
Do they do the same in the NFL like they do for Major League Baseball, where they give like all their staff rings as well?
Yep.
Oh, imagine. You didn't even play and you get one?
Get a Super Bowl ring.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Kat from Dublin, and I think the bleeped out word of the day is kiss. Aww. Happy Friday.
Ooh, a big old kiss. All right, here's today's clip, unbleeped.
I'd imagine that whatever team's players win the big game on Sunday, they'll be celebrating by giving their wives and girlfriends a big old kiss.
With tongue?
That's going to lead to a big old... Never mind. Yeah, no, I mean, that's the dream. As the confetti rains down, you're there on the field. That big old smooch. Yep. I mean, that was the Travis and Taylor iconic moment, right?
Yeah, after it's just so dreamy, you know?
Yeah, it's the big moment. A lot of people hearing that correct answer there being kiss are going to be a little upset that they weren't... Well... Kat from Dublin got it. Let's just give the shout outs and I'll explain why. Because okay. a lot of people guessed smooch.
Oh,
smooch was
so
probably
close.
Far and away the most popular guess this morning. And that is a great guess. Definitely could have been that, but the answer was kiss. So Kat from Dublin getting a brand new JV Show chug mug to start her Friday. Congrats to her. She had the very first correct answer this morning. Few other people coming with the correct answer this morning. I thought there'd be more, but again, everybody on that smooch. Smooch, smooch. Leo in San Jose had the correct answer this morning. So did Lachelle in San Jose. What's up, Lachelle? What's up? Lori in Morgan Hill had it. So did Ricky in San Jose. What's up, Ricky? Hope you have a great weekend. Sharifa in Richmond had it. So did our buddy Ashley in Berkeley. Jess, anybody else throw in a last minute guess that I'm not seeing? Because mostly it was just a lot of smooch guesses. Smooch this and smooch that.
That was it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of smooching.
Thank you, everyone, for playing.
Yeah.
We will do it again Monday morning right here on the JV Show. We have a lot of winning coming up, so trust me, you do not want to go anywhere. We have Crazy Cash, obviously, coming up after 8 o'clock. We have Noah Kahan tickets.
Let's go.
8:10. Again, Graham saw him last night.
Mm-hmm. He was so good,
such
you guys.
A good show, from what I hear.
I was probably just like tears streaming down my face the whole time. Just so happy and sad at the same time. He's got a lot of sad songs.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, Ryan and Mackenzie.
Oh.
Hi, how's it going?
Very good. Just on our way to school.
Nice. Nice, as Jess would say. you guys are on to play the JV Show's Yup Nope game. Jess, tell them what we have on the line for them today.
We have two tickets for Freya Sky.
So I think you guys know how this works. Anyone who's new to the JV Show, we're going to ask four random trivia questions. You guys get three right and the tickets are yours. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Question number one. What streaming platform is responsible for the hit series White Lotus?
Stars? I don't know. Stars?
Nope. Stars?
Does anyone have that?
People subscribe to that?
I don't think it's a thing anymore. Is it?
I don't know.
I mean, like,
I feel like it's an add-on on Prime. It's definitely a thing.
Well, I feel like if you were like going to throw a random guess out there, like Netflix would be your safest bet, right? At least throw one out that's everyone's heard of.
Even that's wrong. HBO Max is the correct answer.
HBO Max. The one. All right. That's okay. You can miss one. Question number two. The Golden Gate Bridge is famous for its distinctive paint color that is officially called international what?
Orange?
Yep.
Yay! Good job.
That's right. International orange. That's the name of the paint color for the bridge.
All right. Here we go. Question number three. Since their last Super Bowl win during the 1995 season, how many times have the Niners made it to the Super Bowl and lost?
Too soon, Selena.
Sorry.
Too soon.
Sorry.
Too soon.
Yeah, ouch. I believe it's twice.
Nope.
Three times.
Three times. Ravens, Chiefs. Oh, I am haunted by that. Thanks a lot for that question, Selena.
I'm sorry.
Way to bring down the vibes on a Friday. All right, let's finish strong. I'd like to say you guys have a chance to win the game, but you don't. But question number four.
Just for fun.
What's the name of the park in San Francisco that is bigger than Central Park in New York City?
Is that Golden Gate Park?
Yep. Yes, it is. Okay, strong finish.
Yep.
But then if you add up the other two that they met, and subtract that one, but to add them, the one that they got right, but then take away the other two, I've only got two correct.
Dang it. So that means you did not win.
Hey,
are you up? No game.
We tried.
You guys did try. We appreciate you playing.
Son
honestly,
of a star streaming membership.
Not cheating. Thank you so much. We hope you at least had fun. And we got to ask, what are the plans for the weekend? There's a lot going on this weekend.
Just hanging out with some old friends and neighbors and, you know, enjoying the game and some snacks.
That sounds
get
like a
snack
good time.
On. Yeah, yeah, I like it.
You guys have a great rest of your day, an amazing weekend. Don't hang up. I'm putting you on hold really quick. Graham, do we have some shout-outs?
A bunch of them. Buckle up. First one. Hey, guys, I'd love to give a shout-out to my daughter, Layla. She's hitting double digits and turning 10. We're so proud of you. Can't believe how quick you're growing. Love Mom, Dad, Belle, and your first sisters, Nova and Echo. Yes, happy birthday, Layla.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, Graham, just hoping to get my daughter, Katalea, a happy birthday shout-out. She's officially a teenager, turning 13 tomorrow on Saturday, and I couldn't be more proud of the person she's growing up to be. Although, can she slow down a little bit with the lashes and the talkie demands? Love you all the way to the moon, all the way to the moon, all the way back to the ocean of Hawaii. Kat, love Mom and Gabriel. Yes, happy birthday, Kat.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hi, Graham. My baby boy is a teenager today. Please wish my son Colin a happy 13th birthday. Thanks for being responsible and always willing to help out. Hope you enjoy your day. We love you. That's from Mom, Dad, Ate, and Hero. Yes, happy birthday, Colin.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hi, Graham. Can you please wish my son Keon a happy 6th birthday? His birthday's on Saturday. He'd love to hear you guys mention him. He loves listening to the show, and he walks around saying, wet from my butt.
Oh, God.
Wet from my butt.
Please tell him, Mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Daddy and your siblings love him so much. Happy 6th birthday, little man. Yes, happy, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
And I appreciate the...
Wet from my butt.
Hey, Graham, please give a shout out to my daughter... Talia from American Canyon. Happy birthday, baby. She will be turning 9 on February 9th, but there's no school that day. Please give her a shout out today so she can hear it. We love you. Love Mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Daddy and Tej. Thank you. Yes, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fuck?
Good morning. Best morning show ever. Thank you. Can you please wish my beautiful Mia a happy 12th birthday? Love Mom, Carla, Dad, Manuel, and sister Kendra. Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Good morning, Graham. Can you please give a big shout out to Pittsburgh High School's marching band for their incredible performance with La Russell yesterday at the Levi's Turf event? And that's from Susie. Yes, shout out to Pittsburgh High School and all the band members.
Who gives a fart?
About to say something else. Another one here. Yeah, happy birthday, Sharifa. February 8th is my birthday. Look at this. Sliding into my DMs to give herself a birthday shout out. Thank
Love
you for
it.
My second chug mug this week. It was like an early birthday gift for me. But my driver's license and ID are about to expire.
Oh.
So it's a little... That's some pluses and some minuses on this birthday. But Sharifa, I hope you have a great birthday weekend. Most importantly, though.
Yes.
Who gives a fuck?
Oh, that's a great point.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, let's talk about the Bad Bunny Bowl going down on Sunday. Yesterday, Bad Bunny sat for his big press conference before the halftime show with Apple Music, and they asked him everything that we want to know, especially about the special guest. Who is coming out? If anyone is coming out, here's his response.
You know, that's something that I'm going to tell you. I don't know why you asked that.
We had to, man. We had to.
Of course, I think I have a lot of guests. It's going to be my family, my friends, or all the Latino community around the world that support me and believe me.
See how he's like dodging the question, though? Like, yeah, everyone's going to be my special guest. Am I? You watching? You're my special guest. You're my guest. Yeah, like, come on. I want to know who's going to be on stage. They also asked him, like, what we should be looking for in the performance. What I think they really wanted to say is, should we expect a political statement or anything like that? But they kind of danced around phrasing it that way. But here's Bad Bunny's answer.
Beyond the party, beyond the dancing and all of the culture, is there something that we should be paying attention to in this performance?
As I said, I just want people to have fun. It's gonna be a huge party. I don't want to give any spoilers. It's gonna be fun, and I know that I told them that they had 4 months to learn Spanish. They don't even have to learn Spanish. They just it's better if they learn to dance. But I think there's no better dance than the one that can come from the heart.
Okay, it's going to be a fun performance.
Yeah.
We already knew that. I do think there's going to be some symbolism
in there.
Most definitely.
Sure. That's what I think.
It's weird you have to hold a press conference about your halftime show. Like, that's just weird. Like, you just perform the halftime show.
I want
to
know. Yeah.
No, I know, but they're obviously not going to, he's not going to reveal too much and give away those big surprises.
That's a good point. Like, what do you think he's going to tell you?
Exactly. I don't know.
Let's get to the latest on the Nancy Guthrie case. So apparently, and if you haven't been following along the story, Savannah Guthrie from the Today Show, her mom went missing over the weekend, and they think abducted in the middle of the night, taken from her bed. So apparently the deadline from the ransom letter for the family to send over millions in Bitcoin was yesterday at 4 p.m. The deadline came and went. The family did not send over Bitcoin, but they also haven't heard anything from whoever abducted her. So after the deadline came and went, this video was posted by Savannah Guthrie's brother.
This is Cameron Guthrie. I'm speaking for the Guthrie family. Whoever is out there holding our mother, we want to hear from you. We haven't heard anything directly. We need you to reach out, and we need a way to communicate with you so we can move forward. But first, we have to know that you have our mom. We want to talk to you, and we are waiting for contact.
Right. They said we need proof of life first.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I feel like this might have not been an accurate, you know, it might not have been coming from somebody who actually has any.
Right. And we don't know. They don't even know that. It is worth noting there is another deadline set for Monday.
Okay.
Authorities have confirmed that. We don't know exactly what changes once the deadlines come and go, but TMZ, they said on TMZ Live that according to the letter, if the first one is missed, that changes the demand in Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. And then if the second one is missed, that has much more serious consequences.
Ooh.
I wouldn't want Bitcoin right now. Have you guys seen what the crypto market's doing right now?
No,
oh, holy, just free fall. Just, I mean, it's worth half as much as it was even a few months ago, basically. Yeah, I mean, they must see some validity in this ransom claim. We talked about this yesterday. There's been a lot of speculation. Is it a real ransom? Is it not? If they're issuing this, I think they suspect that there is. Maybe almost are hoping that there is, because then that person is then, you know,
that
mom's
would mean
alive.
She's somewhere. We right. know where she, oh, no, don't know where, but.
But it is weird that there's been no follow-up communication,
nothing.
Although with such intense pressure from law enforcement and the investigation on this, they probably also don't want to get caught.
They
just want their Bitcoin that's in a free fall.
The sheriff's department also held a press conference yesterday. A few things from that. Remember the blood I told you about that was found outside of Nancy's home?
Yeah.
They expedited that analysis, and they revealed yesterday that that blood did belong to Nancy.
Okay.
They also say they believe that she was likely stalked for some time because whoever did this was extremely prepared. There was no DNA that they found indicating a suspect anywhere in her house.
Whoa.
Like, this is somebody who knew what they were doing.
Yeah, well planned.
They also gave a timeline of events from the night before she disappeared. 5:32, takes an Uber to her daughter's house. 9:48, she's dropped off back home. The garage door opens and closes at 9:50. At 1:47 a.m., her doorbell camera is disconnected. Remember, I told you it's missing. Mm-hmm. At 2:12, the camera software detected that there was a person on camera, but they don't have the video because there's no doorbell there and they haven't been able to attain that. And then at 2:28 a.m., Nancy's pacemaker app disconnected from her phone.
That is so scary.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Am I the only one that's always worried about, like, everyone puts these cameras up, but it's like, somebody turns the power out, your Wi-Fi's off,
and
your cameras, yeah, they have battery backup, but they're recording and broadcasting to, you're not getting it because your Wi-Fi's, networks.
You would think it'd be so easy to get footage.
I know.
Yeah.
Such a scary thing. Graham, I know you wanted to talk about San Francisco teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on to that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is your buddy, Amira from Utah. I haven't left to talk back in a while, and just want to say hi and that love you guys, obviously, and I've been listening to the podcast. I hope Selena chugs today. Yeah, that's all.
Why?
Bye.
Wow. Okay. Well, first of all, JV Show, number one in Utah. I just checked. I appreciate you listening and leaving that talk back, Amira, on the iHeartRadio app. Appreciate you. But she did weigh in, and that's something that we haven't really talked about yet this morning. JV Show Chug Wheel coming up in just a few minutes, 8:20. And it's a big game themed Chug Wheel this morning. A lot of big game food related items is the best way to describe the flavors that are going to be on. And representing both teams, I might add. Some Boston items and some Seattle items.
Ew,
on this
morning. I'm so scared.
So it's going to be a lot of fun this morning, 8:20. And I do hope Selena chugs.
I hope you chug, Graham.
Oh, can I throw
one? Add to your tired
Can I just
morning.
Really quick throw one DM shout out in here? I got one that says hello. I wanted to shout out my lady, Kiana. Kiana, I'm not sure. She listens to you guys every morning on the way to work. She fell in love with you guys when she moved out here to the Bay. She's not a morning person, but you guys get her through them. Tell her I love her. And that is from Jenna. So, yes, shout out to her. And thank you so much for listening to our show. Yep.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh, my God. Cheaty just gave me a naked hot Cheeto.
And? Whoa.
It does not taste the same.
Really?
No.
Let me try.
They lied.
Well, maybe that's a good thing that it doesn't taste like the world's most processed preservatives and cancer-causing ingredients. Maybe it's a good thing that they have a different... Are you saying it's, like, not the same in a horrible way? Like, you wouldn't eat this thing again?
It's like if I hadn't experienced the real hot Cheetos, I would like these.
But what if it's, like, one of those things where it's just, like, a healthier version? Once you get used to eating it, you'll feel better. Like, and then you won't even notice the taste difference.
Yeah, maybe.
It's less spicy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's just what I thought.
Less chemicals. Yeah.
Maybe some of us like our chemicals. Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Eric from San Jose.
All right, so you are going to be playing our Chug Wheel game this morning. I think you know how this works. Before we get to how to play, you are going to be getting a chug mug. Really quick, Grammy, can you say what's on the chug wheel?
All right, this is a big game themed edition of the JV Show Chug Wheel. All things related to either the two teams or just watch big game watch parties in general. So we have buffalo wing sauce on the wheel this morning. We have mackerel fish brine still up there because we know Seahawks, they love eating fish. We have nacho cheese. Not sure how we're going to chug that. We have to add some water to some of these things. But you know, you love your nachos on the big game, during the big game. And we have ranch up there as well, another popular wing dipping sauce. We have pain is good hot sauce because we like to keep things spicy. We have the soup du jour, which is the soup of the day, always on the JV Show Chug Wheel. It's a New England clam chowder for the Patriots. We have a dealer's choice space, and we also have a Starbucks Frappuccino space on the wheel this morning because
that
of
sounds yummy.
Seattle.
Yes. All right, Eric. So here's how this works. We sent Jess out to the streets, and she asked a random person 8 questions. We're going to go through each question one by one. We are going to stop down. And Eric, if you can guess what that person on the street said correctly, you get a point. Once you get to 4 points, you win the game, and one of us is going to be spinning the chug wheel. Are you ready?
Let's run it.
All right, let's find out who Jess talked to. Oh, you know, I almost played Bad Bunny song again. Let's find out who Jess talked to.
Kai from Ventura County.
All right, Kai?
Kai from Ventura County.
All right, let's get to it. Question number one. Eric, listen up.
Will you be hosting a Super Bowl watch party?
What do you think Kai said? Yes or no?
I'm going to say he said no.
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. All right, incorrect answer there. No point for Eric. One for the good guys. That's us up here. Let's go to the next question.
What is your excitement level for Bad Bunny's halftime show? On a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being the least excited and 5 being the most.
Eric, what do you think he said on that scale, 1 to 5? How excited is he?
I'm going to say five.
What was that?
I'm going to say 5.
5. 3.
Ooh, he said 3. Disrespect.
Okay, 2 incorrect there.
All right, it's all good. We got a lot more questions coming up. Let's go to the next one.
You're eating wings. Do you go for the flats or the drumsticks?
What do you think he said, Eric?
Drums is more, so I'm going to say drums.
Flats all day.
Selena, what are you? You're a resident.
I'm a drumsticker.
Oh, you are?
I go drumsticks first.
No, flats.
No,
flats.
No.
All the way.
I'm an equal opportunity employer. I don't care. Just as long as there's some left in the basket for me, I'll take whatever.
Does Eric have no points?
He is not on the board yet. 3 points, I guess you could say, for us, the good guys here on the JV Show. Let's go to the next question.
Who do you want to win the Super Bowl, Patriots or Seahawks?
Eric, what do you think Kai said?
I'm going to say Patriots.
I'll go Patriots.
All right. We got a point.
1 point for Eric. Again, if you're just tuning in on our Chug Wheel game, he needs 3 more points to get one of us spinning the Chug Wheel and chugging something gross.
All right. Next question.
Fill in the blank. Not using the word foot. Finish this term. Blank ball.
Eric, what do you think he said? Blank ball. What kind of ball?
He said soccer ball.
Foosball.
Foosball.
Not soccer ball. Foosball. That's a sort of an out of the...
Could have gone blue.
Basketball.
Yeah. Volleyball.
Yeah, volleyball, bowling, tennis. A lot of balls out there.
How many points does Eric have just to recap?
All right, Eric, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You've got 4 incorrect thus far and only 1 correct. You need to clean sweep the remaining 3 questions to get the JV Show's big game themed Chug Wheel spinning. Next question.
Do you think it's cool or not to wear a jersey of a team that's not playing in the Super Bowl to a Super Bowl watch party?
All right, Eric, we discussed this earlier this week on the show. What do you think Kai said?
Not cool.
No, not cool.
Dang it.
Totally agree with that take, by the way. I think that was like almost unanimously agreed upon up here.
Yeah, not cool. Don't do that.
No, I think it's cool.
Oh, God.
Okay. People will be doing it this weekend. Yeah, that's right.
All right, let's go to the next question.
Can you name one player from either the Seahawks or the Patriots that will be playing in the Super Bowl? And if so, who?
All right, Eric, what do you think? Is he able to name one player, yes or no?
Yes.
I can't.
No? What? Even I can.
Not even one player? Between both teams?
Wow.
He's got 104 options or 53, 106 or whatever. That's a lot of different players to choose from. He can't name one?
Well, good thing he can't because we don't have to chug, right?
I'll be honest with you. Yes! The big game chug wheel will not be spun this morning.
Eric,
that is five incorrect for Eric.
Eric, you the best. You a real one. You are a real one.
I did it for you guys.
Appreciate you. We are going to give you a chug mug. So have a great weekend and hang on so we can get some info from you guys. This is kind of turning out to be a good morning.
Yeah.
Next, we are going to talk more about the big game. We each had our pets predict who they think is going to be the winner on Sunday. Let's talk about that next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, Jess, Chidi, Selena, JV Show, what's cracking? It's Callie from Cali. Let's go, Patriots Nation. Let's go, Pats. I love my Pats, so let's go, Patriots, on Sunday. And let's go, Team USA Men's Hockey in the Winter Olympics this month.
That's right.
How about that? USA. I'm with you on that one. I'm still a little, Patriots. Patriots Nation, we shouting them out?
Yeah, why not?
Sure, yeah.
But USA Hockey, let's go. USA.
Yes.
USA.
USA.
Good morning, JV Show. Just wanted to leave a talk back. Let everybody know that JV Show, while I'm 4.9, is the best radio show in the morning.
Yep.
And today at Kehlani in San Jose and at Dom Dollar tomorrow, I will be selling some food out of a taco truck. Come check us out. Mexico Bakery Taco Truck. We're going to be right in front of like the city hall. So come check us out. JV Show, if you guys are there, come meet me. I got some for you guys.
Ooh,
thanks, guys.
Better idea. Why don't you drive that truck on down to 340 Townsend in San Francisco?
Yeah, it's mobile. Just bring some of that food. I'm starving.
We're here every morning.
A little hungover. I could use a breakfast burrito right about now. But okay, look out for his truck. What do you say? Mexico Bakery? Is that what it's called?
That's what he said, yeah. So,
all right, look out for that truck tomorrow if you guys are going to either of those events.
And Kehlani Show.
Yeah.
Ooh. Tonight. All right, so the game on Sunday, obviously. Mm-hmm. Go to JV Morning Show on our Instagram. We had our pets predict who is going to be the winner of the game.
This has become sort of a tradition. I think I had my dog maybe do it a couple years ago. Jess's cats made a prediction before.
Yeah.
Selena, have you ever? You don't really like your pets.
I'm a first timer. And I wanted to switch it up. And I also thought this could be proof of life that Jelly Bean is still alive. So I had Jelly Bean.
Jelly Bean is your favorite.
Our hamster pick who she thinks is going to win. Do you guys know how hard it is to get Jelly Bean to just go in any direction?
Jelly Bean's a little, that's a hamster in this thing? That's what a hamster looks like?
Yes.
I thought they were cuter. All right, let's get to who Jelly Bean. This was very telling, by the way, that your dog was not. I mean, I understand the proof of life because most people think your hamster has died already. But I thought, like, you know, you would have used your dog. But then I remember you don't like your dog.
Stop saying that.
I'm kidding.
Stop saying that. I wanted to switch it up because, I mean, you obviously were going to use your dog. So hamster it was. And Jelly Bean picked Seahawks.
All right, Jelly Bean has selected the. It looked like Jelly Bean was going for the Seahawks from the get go. Like,
yeah,
it was either
that or she was going to run under the bed. So, I mean, I'm glad she just went towards anyone's papers.
I thought she liked to hide under the stove. Isn't that her other favorite spot?
No, that was Nibbles.
Oh, all
rest
right.
In peace.
Too soon. All right, again, JV Morning Show on Instagram if you want to see our pets make these predictions. My dog, Hambone. I set out the two bowls, one representing the Patriots and one representing the Seahawks, and she beelined straight for that Seahawks bowl. That was the first one she ate out of now, but then she dove over and ate the food out of the other one, too, before finishing the Seahawks bowl. So what do we make of
Which
it?
Which one counts?
I think she went to the first one.
Yeah.
That's the one that counts, okay. So I think Seahawks.
I agree.
Okay,
right,
yeah.
Hambone,
Seahawks.
Selected the Seahawks.
And then my little cat, Bubbles. Oh, my God. I had to place her on her tree and then run really fast to record her because she was eager. She had already ate before this. She eats so much. So I had to make sure I only put a few little little bits of her food in there. But she kind of was trying to decide at first. Went with the Patriots.
She took the
in
Patriots.
The end. Mm-hmm.
Interesting choice.
The unanimous, not unanimous, but the decision decided by the JV Show Pets. Is Seahawks winning the game. Now to our own JV Show predictions. Jess, if you will be so kind as to get the JV Show prediction journal out, we'll now each make our prediction for the game with a corresponding final score. Selena, we'll start with you.
I am going 21-17.
Uh-huh.
Patriots.
Oh, interesting. Very interesting.
That was 21-17.
Mm-hmm.
Patriots. Okay. Jess, your score prediction for the big game.
I'm going to go 24-20. Patriots.
Wow, two picks for the Patriots and 24-20. Chidi, care to make a prediction here?
23-10 Seahawks with
23-10 Seahawks. Okay.
Locked in.
Oh my gosh.
Locked in. And Graham, what's your score prediction?
What I've got written down in front of me is 23-17 Patriots.
Oh, wow.
Wait, I'm the only one going for the Seahawks.
Yes!
I can't.
I didn't know who to pick.
Okay, do you want to switch?
No, don't. I mean,
it's locked in. It's locked in.
I have bad luck, so I'm just going to root for the other team. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I have a feeling the Seahawks are going to win this game, but really? I cannot bring myself to root for them. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm just not. But we talked about that image that the NFL put out, and I mean, it was the Patriots guy in the front. So everyone thinks that, you know, if the script is going to stay on script, that the Pats are going to win.
Okay.
Also, I want Stephon Diggs and Cardi to win the Super
Bowl. Oh, yeah, that'd be cute. Oh,
I know, wouldn't that be so cute?
All right, we'll check in on Monday and see how our Pets predictions did, as well as our own predictions. See who was closest.
Yep, and today's Hottest Trending. It's coming up next.
Hottest Things Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And Trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health. Access to excellence.
Imagine getting into an Uber and Joe Montana and Jerry Rice are there in the front seats.
That would be awesome.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
So dream come true.
That is actually what's happening today. Joe Montana and Jerry Rice, they are collabing with Uber to offer this once-in-a-lifetime experience to fans. Today only, they are going to be behind the wheel of a Lincoln Navigator. I think Joe Montana is going to be the one driving. Jerry Rice is riding shotgun, and they're going to be giving Uber rides to fans in downtown San Francisco who order an Uber XL. So if you order an Uber XL, you might get Joe Montana and Jerry Rice.
Oh my gosh.
That would be so cool.
Isn't that crazy?
Do they have some security guards in there with them? They have to, right? Because, like, what if I'm a crazed fan and I absolutely lose my mind that they're and I'm trying to dive over the seat and hug Joe the entire time and I want him to become best friends with me, obviously. Me and Jerry Rice already are best friends, so, like, it would just be one. We'd just be broing out in there and they'd be like, sir, you have to get out now. I'd be like, no way, dude.
Right?
Like, there's got to be a bodyguard in there, right?
There has to be. Yeah. I don't really know. Not really sure. But very cool if you happen to be in the city and you want that chance to, you know, ride in that car. Blackpink star Lisa, if you're not familiar, she made her acting debut in season 3 of White Lotus last year. And big news for fans, she is going to continue acting. She's going to be starring in a new rom-com for Netflix, just announced.
Okay.
So exciting news, Blackpink fans. Again, that's Lisa.
Did any of you guys watch White Lotus?
Yes.
Nope.
I am still on season 1.
I like it.
I'm still pending the start of season 1, but man, everybody keeps telling me it's must watch. Like
everyone says that. I honestly don't get it. It's very slow moving. It's kind of boring. It's really hard for me to get sucked into this.
But you also like watching videos on Instagram of people getting surgeries. Sometimes I don't know whether or not to trust.
What do you mean?
You're watching.
You guys
opinions.
Don't like plastic surgery videos?
No.
I still recommend it, Graham. I think you should check it out.
I know. Everyone keeps telling me, like, what? They're, like, shocked that I haven't seen that. I need to start that.
Mm-hmm. Do you have HBO Max?
I do. And I'm currently watching The Last of Us is the show.
Pedro Pascal show.
Yep. And it's really good. But I just don't get to watch it very often because my wife hates shows like that.
Really?
And so I just have to...
Watch Housewives.
You know what?
Mostly just Housewives, Southern Charm, and Summer House is coming back also.
The show that I've heard everybody talk about lately, and I think they just got renewed for another season, The Pit.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, never heard of that either. Or is that on?
I believe it's on HBO Max as well, but like they just got approved for a new season, and people love that show.
Perfect. Now that I have Chidi's login, I can watch all this stuff.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Nice.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, for the first time since 1979, the teachers of the San Francisco Unified School District set to go on strike. The teachers say that this coming Monday, they're going to walk out. They're going on strike if their demands are not met. Again, this hasn't happened here in the city in 47 years, so it's a big deal. And that strike back in 79 lasted 7 weeks. Let's hope this thing gets resolved way faster than that. It'd be nice if it got resolved before and just completely averted any sort of strike. But it sounds to me, I haven't heard any news otherwise, that we are trending towards this strike happening. Teachers say that because of the rising housing costs and just the Bay Area's overall high cost of living, their salaries, they're not cutting it. It's not enough to make ends meet. So they're striking for better wages and fully funded family health insurance, as well as protections for immigrant and homeless students. I actually got a DM here that I would like to read from our listener, Anna. She said, "Hey, Graham, I'm hoping y'all can send some love to our San Francisco public school teachers. Pending last-minute negotiations this evening with the district, our union and public school teachers will be on strike beginning Monday. We're fighting for a living wage, dependent health care coverage." And then she says, "The cost to insure my kids is currently $1,500 a month. That's a lot."
Dang.
And among other things, to support San Francisco public school teachers staying in SF and the stability of our district. Again, that's from our listener, Anna. And there's one thing the JV show always stands for, is with our teachers.
Yes.
My mom was an educator and teacher for more than 30 years. And so I know that they're the most grossly underpaid profession in the United States. It's a crime. It's a travesty. So give these teachers what they need. And it is an incredibly high cost of living, particularly here in San Francisco.
Right.
So for a teacher, you got to pay these people, and you want your kids being taught by the best and the brightest.
Yep.
How do you attract the best and the brightest? You got to offer them more money. So that's just the way it's got to be. So if they got to go on strike on Monday, I hope that their demands will eventually get met. So we're staying with our teachers here.
Yes, we are. All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday, sexy people. We made it to the weekend. All right. So I was on Instagram last night and scrolling through your pictures at home, and Graham, oh my God, those arms. Oh.
Ew. Stop.
Yeah, if you miss our photos from home, they are up JV Morning Show on Instagram. You can see those from the past week. I was outside doing some landscaping, and of course, as these ladies like to do, it was a picture from very far away, but they zoomed in and tried to body shame me. But you heard Mama Albert's review of my arms in that picture, and he said, So
gross.
Maybe go take a look and judge for yourself.
If you have not seen those photos yet, they're still up there on our Instagram. Fridays, Chidi's hanging out with us, and she tweets a lot. So Graham does a dramatic reading.
OMG, damn near died hotboxing my dog's fart. Like, damn, rolled down the windows and everything, but the smell wasn't leaving.
Oh my God. I think I gave my dog one too many pup cubs from like Starbucks. And yeah.
Your dog's lactose too?
Yeah, I think
so. Chidi. Chidi and
the family.
Chidi and the poor dog.
I have constipation.
Not your dog, apparently.
Oh my God.
Your dog was hotboxing you in the car.
I was at. I had the windows up, and I was just like, it was just so bad. I rolled it down. It still filled up my whole car. Like, it was so bad.
What if somebody was, like, next to your car, and they walk by, and they catch a whiff of that, but they don't see the dog, and they think it's you?
That would be very embarrassing.
Something about dog farts. They have a smell profile all their own.
So
bad. They are not good, but enjoy. Started watching Bridgerton finally. And how is it? Are your loins ablaze?
Not yet. It hasn't got to that part yet. You know, they only dropped 4 episodes, so I haven't really seen.
And you've watched all 4?
No, I only watched 3 of them so far. So I'm going to watch the one today.
And what's your review so far of the 3 episodes?
I enjoyed it. I think it is moving a little too slow. It's kind of
like, get to the pounding
already. Right. not steamy enough yet.
Not steamy enough yet, so.
Okay, do you watch
I like when Chidi starts watching Bridgerton because she starts talking in like a British accent.
Yeah. My loins. A blaze. Co-workered so hard, and I'm pretty much a part of the family now. What does that mean?
Co-workered so hard. You know when you become like besties with your co-worker that you're pretty much family now? That's how I feel with Selena right now.
Oh, is this when you guys made your onion boils?
Because we made onion boils together.
Yeah.
And were you thinking the same thing, Selena? Like, damn, Chidi co-workered so hard.
Yeah.
I can't get rid of her. It's like,
She's like a little sister.
Oh, well, that's
and she's always down to do, like, Big Mac activities.
Yeah, of course.
That's so sweet. Remember when Chidi came to my house and then just sat there awkwardly drunk in the corner for, like, 2 hours?
You didn't have an onion boil.
I guess not.
Yeah.
It's weird.
The other day, Selena was like, I already have so many other recipes. So hopefully Chidi's down.
Hot Cheeto salad.
I never heard of that.
I just discovered it. We're making the hot Cheeto salad.
Okay.
Cheeto Rice Krispies.
Oh.
We just got to try it. We just have to try it.
I would try the salad.
And then the no-bake cheesecake.
Oh, I want to try that.
I know.
That's what we're doing.
Look at you guys co-workering so hard. I love that for you guys. So cute. Broke my headphones on the way to the gym. Not the universe trying me. Okay, now, before you respond to this tweet, you did tell us last week that you are going to begin a 75 hard or soft challenge. I can't remember which.
That's right.
Hard or limp or whatever. And that entails going to the gym every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where are you at? Because we learned that last edition of Chidi's Tweets, you had gone to the gym, was it one time?
Mm-hmm.
One time so far in 2026?
Yeah.
Where are we at now? We should be at, today should be day 7, right?
Yeah.
And
so, no, still it's only one day.
You haven't gone at all?
Again, yeah, you guys.
Have you done the rest of the things that are involved with the 75?
Have you
soft?
Been reading?
No.
Have you been drinking water?
Water?
Yeah, I have been drinking water.
Okay.
A gallon, though?
No.
Like,
journaling?
No.
Okay.
Well, what are we supposed to do? This isn't a 75 anything.
Well, I haven't started yet, so.
Oh.
Yeah. So when does it start?
Ooh, not today, because it's the weekend.
Then not Saturday, and then not Sunday.
So Monday.
No, because that's the day after the Super Bowl. You're going to be a little tired, hungover.
Yeah, so Tuesday.
No, you have to start on a Monday.
Yeah, next Monday.
To go to the next.
Yeah.
Oh, but then that's after Valentine's Day.
Oh, and that's that Monday's President's Day, too.
Yeah, right.
Can't start the holiday, so yeah.
Wait, do you really want to start on the last week of the month?
No, so March 1st.
Yeah, then that's March
1st is a Sunday.
Yeah, the green beer.
Maybe April.
Roll that over to
the April Fool's
spring. Yeah, everyone's going to think you're joking.
And then Easter. Yeah, so you can't.
Yeah, all those jelly beans.
Can't do that.
Yeah.
So like,
and then June's your birthday month, Chidi.
Yeah, you can't do it then. And you push it to 4th of July, and how are you going to gobble down all those meat missiles? So then you can't do that. Roll it over. So like August 1st sounds good.
Yeah.
I guess.
That's also a Saturday, so I guess no.
Oh, dang it. So it has to be on a Monday. So then
September, here we come.
This is so stupid.
We're idiots.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.